Welcome to Divine Healers Church, New Jersey Branch. We hope that you will be blessed by the following sermon. Stay tuned and God bless.
Amen. God is good. And all the time. Let's bow down. Yahweh! We are here. By your word. Most wise of my high kitchen, Yandu. We obey and we have come before you that your name be glorified. Righty, Kadihanda. Lord, move among your children. See, Brita Mahiku, little man. See what is wrong and fix it. That's why we came. We came for your anointing. We came that you said you are the one who has the everlasting life. You are the one that heals. So Jehovah, let your name be glorified. You never shared your glory with anyone. And you never found anybody to swear upon. He said, I am what I am. So mighty I am. Here we are. Jesus Christ, here we are before you. Stretch forth your hand. Stretch forth your hand. And everywhere you went, you are doing good. Today you are here, do as good. Father, everywhere you went, oh, you healed the sick. You raised the dead. You let the lame man walk. Everywhere you went, you did good. Jesus Christ, for this cause. For you doing good, God raised you up. So this morning, we know you are here. Father, we know you are here. And we are your children. Do us good. Do us good. Don't let us leave your presence the same. Lord, we came with hearts broken. Fix all hearts which are broken. We came weary and torn down, Lord. Fix and build us back. Jesus Christ, we know you can do all things. And with you, nothing is impossible. So, Lord, we thank you that today, Lord, your name has been established and your kingdom has come. We thank you and bless you. Jesus Christ. Amen. Numbers 23, verse 19. I read in the scriptures, Psalm 91, the last two verses, that God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he ever said anything that he hasn't done? Or has he ever promised that he has never fulfilled those promises? Oh, praise God. And I read in the Holy Bible that whatever God said, He's capable of delivering. Hallelujah. Because he said, let there be light. And there was light. Hallelujah. And his spirit moved upon the waters. And he said, let there be dry land. There was dry land. Whatever my Lord set out to do, my Lord delivered. Hallelujah. And so I heard about these voices. I heard about these promises. And I've come to the Lord because the Bible tells me so, that my God never fails. Hallelujah. That God is not a man that is a liar. Which means every human being is a liar. But my God never lies. Whatever he says he's going to do, he never repents. It doesn't matter who you are and what you are. When my Lord said, I'm going to bless you, he will bless you. When my Lord said, I'm going to heal you, he's going to heal you. When my Lord said, it's going to be all right with you, he has to be all right with you. Oh, praise God. Because nobody can stop him. Hallelujah. When he raised his hand, nobody can bring it down. And when he brings his hand down, nobody can raise it. When he opens the windows and the doors, nobody can close. And when he closes, nobody opens. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so I heard the promises of the Lord. And I ran because he said, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. And I've come to the Lord. I've come as I am. He said, come as you are. Come and I'll give you rest. And now here I am. 50 years as a Christian. 30 years as a Christian. 20 years as a Christian. 10,000 years as a Christian. Oh, but instead of me having my peace and tranquility, my pain is doubling up. My problems are doubling up. Whatever is bothering me is doubling up. Oh, praise God. Where is the grace of the Lord that I was promised? Where is the blessings of the Lord that I was promised? Has my Lord forgotten all what he has said? Oh, praise God. Oh, what is going on with my Lord? Has he ever said something that he hasn't done? He says, Sarah, why did you laugh? Why did you laugh? Is there anything too difficult for me? I said, next year I will come. And when I come, you shall deliver. And you will have a baby. And when he came that following year, Isaac was born. Praise God. Whatever my God says, he does. Because they said, what kind of man is this? What kind of power is this? What kind of human being is this? Even the wind and the sea obey him. Praise God. And so I have come to the Lord. And yet, I'm supposed to go to bed and sleep like a baby. But when I go to bed, I toss and turn. I can't sleep. Oh, the pain of paying bills are supposed to stop. But anytime the mailman comes, I don't want to see him. Because the mailman never delivers checks. All what he delivers is what? Bills. Praise God. Where is my God? What is going wrong? When I turn around, my credit card company, because I was late, they've increased. Oh, praise God. I am in terrible trouble. And before I turn around, I hear noises in my car. And all of a sudden, my car stops. And I don't even have money to fix my car. Oh, praise God. Troubles are mounting. It's one to another. And yet, I have come to the Lord. Read Numbers 22, 19. Psalm 91, last two verses.
Praise the Lord. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man who lies. Or a son of man who changes his mind. Does he speak and not act, or promise and not fulfill?
Amen. God is not a man that he should lie. And my God has promised me. Oh, my God has promised me that when I come to him tomorrow by this time, oh, praise God. My God has assured me that when I come to him, tomorrow by this time, I shall have relief. Hallelujah. And that tomorrow has been upon tomorrow, and has been upon tomorrow, and has been upon tomorrow, and the relief is not there. What is wrong? Is God telling me a story? Is God lying to me like the devil said? Is it true what the God said? Is God lying to me or what? Today I want to find out why I can't sustain those blessings. Why those healings and payments? Why those mercies are not lasting? Why the grace of God upon me ceases? What is happening that I can't become overachiever? I want to know why the troubles I'm in doesn't seem to go away. I want to find out why. Hallelujah. Is it God's fault? Or is it my fault? Is it the Lord's fault? Or is it my fault? Praise God. The Bible has assured me, for God so loved me. For God so loved me that he gave me his only begotten son. John 3:14-16. For God so loved me that he gave me his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I have believed in the Son. Oh, I have said with my mouth the Lord Jesus. And I believe in my heart that God has raised him from the dead. Why am I not free? Why are the troubles not ceasing? What is going on? Hallelujah. And because of the troubles that I'm in, I run from place to place, looking for salvation, looking for peace of mind, looking for tranquility. Oh, praise God. Looking for safety. That the Lord said, today I will let you know the real God. Today I'm going to reveal to you who is at fault. I am not at fault. Because when I said I bless you, I bless you. When I said I healed you, I healed you. And when I said I will make you prosperous, I have made you prosperous. But it's your fault. It's your fault that what is happening to you is happening to you. Hallelujah. But you say, Lord, I come to church. I pay my tithes and I pay my tithes. Oh, I preach. I play the drum. I pray in tongues. Lord, I belong to the Women's Fellowship. I'm their leader. Oh, praise God. I do this and I do that. Lord, I am acting based on what you say. Hallelujah. Why are the troubles still following me? Today the Lord said, I will let you understand. It's not by your might. It's not by your power. It's not by how you think and how you sway things and how you assess things. Hallelujah. It's not by who you think you are and how popular you've become. And so that's the reason why you are boastful. The Lord said today, I will let you know the reason why your situation hasn't changed. Has gone from what you are with. And look what. Praise God. Read. Psalm 91. The last one.
Praise the Lord. Psalm 91:14. Those who love me, I will deliver. I will protect those who know my name. When they call to me, I will answer them. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue them and honor them. With long life will I satisfy them and show them my salvation.
Oh, praise God! This is a sure promise from the Lord, which I should take to the bank and cash it. Hallelujah! Because my Lord who spoke is powerful. Hallelujah! But why am I not cashing in? Hallelujah! Why am I not cashing in to the glory and the promises? Today, you will find out why. Because it's all your fault. Because you think when the Lord blesses you, you have the right to do anything at all you want to do based on your intelligence. You think when the Lord blesses you, now it's up to you to post, to raise your shoulders. You think when the Lord blesses you, he blesses you for you to show up. Hallelujah! You think when the Lord blesses you, he blesses you for you to diminish him and for you to raise yourself. Oh, praise God. So you started to say things which shouldn't be said against the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, because the Lord promises you and bless you, instead of you starting to love, you change the law. You change the law, the definition of law. Because the Lord never put any criteria to you who you should love. He said, love one another as I have loved you. But now you change it. He said, he doesn't like me, so I don't like him. She doesn't love me, so I don't love her. Praise God. Now you are detecting the term. Now, hallelujah. Now you are going against what the Lord said. Or the mean, yeah, baby. Hallelujah. Because he doesn't like me, I wouldn't also like him. Hallelujah. And so there is a war that you are creating. Hallelujah. Because the Lord bless you, you think you are in command. You think now you can dictate the terms. Not the Lord terms anymore. It's now about your terms. Oh, praise God. Oh, and the Israelites were in trouble. The Israelites got in trouble. And they were at war. And when they got to war, they were defeated. The Israelites were defeated. And their enemies took them captive. Right now, you have been taken captive. Of all situations that are bothering you, you've been taken captive. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the Israelites were taken captive. Hallelujah. And when they were taken captive, oh, they went on their knees and they cried unto the Lord and they said, Lord, Lord, if you will deliver, if you will deliver us and will deliver our enemies into our hands, and we shall destroy them and we shall totally annihilate them, we shall give you the glory and the praise. Praise God. Hallelujah. At the moment when they were in trouble, they found the Lord. And they went to the Lord and told the Lord, Lord, if you will deliver us from our enemies, and you give us the power and the authority to destroy them and kill them and destroy their cities, we shall give you the praise and the honor. Hallelujah. And so the Lord listened. The Lord listened to their cries, to their prayers. And the Lord delivered their enemies into their hands. And they wipe out their enemies. They destroy them. They kill them. They burn their cities down. Hallelujah. And after the Lord did all this for them, after the Lord delivered their enemies into their hands, the Lord told them to go to the land that he has promised them. And he took them a different way. Hallelujah. He took them a different way because the way of the Lord is mysterious. You never know the way of the Lord. When people say, I know the Lord, I know the Lord, I laugh. When you read the Bible, it says, because the children has flesh and blood, he took the same upon him. That means that he doesn't have flesh and blood. He's not the same like He is not the same like us. And because for us to identify with him, and for him to identify with us, he is the same. Hallelujah. And so the Israelites, they thought they knew the way of the Lord. And the Lord delivered them. He delivered their enemies into their hands, and they destroyed them. But the Lord took them a different way, a very different way. Man doesn't want no change. Christians don't want no change. Christians want to come to the Lord and they want their past to stay with them. They want everybody to know that they were bad dudes when they came. And so they still continue to be bad dudes for everybody to be afraid of them. Oh, praise God. But if you want everybody to be afraid of you, how can they be afraid of the Lord? Hallelujah. Christians don't want to listen. When they come to the Lord, they want everybody to listen to them. But they don't want to listen to what the Lord is saying. So before anything is said to them in spirit, they have a counter already. They will use another Bible counter. Don't you know that the devil can also quote? Hallelujah. When the Lord is trying to discipline you and train you, you don't listen to the training. And you think you are a Christian. Hallelujah. And you wonder. You see, in order to see the Lord, in order to have the Lord in your life, there are two things that you should do. Every Christian, for the Lord to be invited into your life, there are two things, basic things. that you should do. When God was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, he had intention, which nobody knew. But God knew that Abraham and Sarah, they knew how to cook. And they know how to cook. And so the Lord stopped there. And when the Lord stopped, they cooked the Lord a meal that the Lord loves. And so, because they cooked the meal that the Lord loves, the Lord's intentions were revealed. Do you know how to cook? Do you know how to cook? You don't even know how to bake spiritual pan. Hallelujah. You don't know how to make spiritual tea. You don't know how to fry spiritual eggs, scramble eggs. Spiritual. You don't know how to do it. Because the recipe is in you. And how many times do you follow that recipe? You see, many women said, oh, I cook for my brain. I cook for my hair. When we're in Ghana, there's a chopper for don't mind your wife chopper. Praise God. And when you are hungry and you go there, everybody goes there. You will see the land. Because that woman down there knows how to do it. And so it draws people. You are a Christian. You don't know how to do it. So you can't draw Christ. Everywhere you went, he was saved. Christ was saved. And so he went. Mary and Martha, they served him, so he went. How many times? Do you know how to cook? Do you know how to make spiritual clean? No, you don't. Do you know how to make spiritual clean? No, you don't. Hallelujah. Even to cook for the church. You don't even want to cook. So how can you cook? How can the Lord's intention be revealed to you when you don't know how to? Hallelujah. And so they spoke against the Lord. Oh, they went against the Lord. And they said things that they shouldn't say against the Lord. Now here are the Israelites, the promised nation. The chosen ones. They spoke against the Lord. The day before, they prayed to the Lord for the Lord to deliver them. And the Lord delivered them. And now they spoke against the Lord. Hallelujah. And when they spoke against the Lord got angry. The Lord said, although I blessed them, although I healed them, although I am their king, because they've spoken against me, I have to do something else. And so the Lord sent poisonous snakes. Poisonous snakes. Among the Israelites. Here is a nation that the Lord blessed and they overcame their enemies. But because they spoke against the Lord sent poisonous snakes among the Israelites and beat them and killed so many of them with poison, venom, that they never understood. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Here is a nation that the Lord blessed. Oh, praise God. Here are the children of God that God, oh, his eyes were upon them. But because they spoke against the Lord, the Lord sent poisonous snakes among them. Numbers 21, verse 1 to 9. Hallelujah. And the snake beat them and beat them and beat them. And many of them died. Hallelujah. And they went to the Lord again and cried to the Lord. And said, Lord, 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 we are sorry. Lord, we've had enough. Hallelujah. And the Lord told Moses. The Lord said to Moses, make a brass snake. Make a brass snake and raise that brass. that whosoever is bitten by the snake, or whosoever will look at that snake, should not die, but have everlasting life. Oh, praise God. Make a brass snake. Hallelujah. And hang it high. That whosoever is bitten by any snake, by any poisonous snake, when that person looks at the snake, and raise the eye and look at that snake, any venom in his hand, will never kill it. I will give him the life. Praise God. Hallelujah. I am a priest. We say we are priests in the temple. For so long we said we heard his voice. For so long we said God has spoken. Once he has spoken, twice have we heard that they who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. But you are a Christian, but you don't want to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Hallelujah. You worship the Lord in your spirit. Not in the spirit, in the truth of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so because of that, the Lord said, I'll send the poisonous snakes among you. I, the Lord, have sent poisonous snakes among you. And so you know what? Your troubles will mount. Your pain will increase. Oh, your sorrows will mount. Anything at all that you touch ain't going to be blessed. Oh, praise God. Because you have defied me. You have defied me. For so long, you've been coming to church. And it has been preached to you to open your heart that I may enter. And when you rather come here, this is my house. When you come here, you have turned this place like a wrestling ring. And when you come here, that's when you want to fight. When you come here, that's when you want to argue. When you come here, that's when you want to shoot somebody. Praise God. And so the Lord said, I've sent poisonous snakes. Because you have forgotten that where you are standing is a holy ground. You have forgotten that I delivered you out of bondage. You have forgotten all the goodness that I've done for you. And you have spoken against me. And you have forgotten that where you are, instead of you to loosen your sandals and take off your sandals, that where you are is a holy ground. Rather, you are wearing a high heel shoe. Instead of you taking off your sandals, you are wearing a shoe. Hallelujah. And so the Lord said, I, the Lord, have sent a poison. And that's the reason why. Although I complain, but when you don't do what I ask you to do, you can hold my blessings. I will heal. But when you don't do what you have to do for me, you will never hold a healing. Hallelujah. Because you will destroy what you are. And if you don't know what you are, you can never. Praise
God. Praise Lord. Numbers chapter 21, verse 1 to 9. When the Canaanite king of Arad, who lived in the Negev, heard that Israel was coming on the Arthurim road, he fought against Israel and captured some prisoners. Then Israel made a vow to the Lord. If you will deliver this people into our hands, we will completely destroy their cities. The Lord listened to Israel's request. The Canaanites were defeated, and Israel completely destroyed them and their cities. So they named the place Hormah. Then they set out from Mount Hor by the way of the Red Sea to bypass the land of Edom. But the people became impatient because of the journey. Then the people spoke against God and Moses. Why have you led us out from Egypt to die in the wilderness? There is no bread or water, and we detest this wretched food. Then the Lord sent poisonous snakes among the people.
The people spoke against God and Moses. They both spoke against the church and the reverence. Hallelujah. And so the God that we serve became angry. Because he said, don't talk about those that I've selected. Those that I've anointed. Don't you ever run your mouth against them. Hallelujah. But you spoke against the reverence in my house. You spoke against God and his anointed one. Do you know what you are doing? And so because they did that, read that section.
Verse 6. Then the Lord sent poisonous snakes among the people, and they bit them so that many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, we have sinned by speaking against the Lord and against you. Intercede with the Lord so he will take the snakes away from us. And Moses interceded for the people. Then the Lord said to Moses, make a snake image and mount it on a pole. When anyone who is bitten looks at it, he will recover.
Oh, praise God.
Amen.
And the Lord said to Moses, make a brass snake and hang it on the pole. And whosoever is bitten by any snake, he shall raise their eyes and look at that snake. That person wouldn't die. John chapter 3, verse 40 to 60. That person wouldn't die. Today, the Lord was hanged on the cross for you and I. And he said, this is my body. And this is my blood. If you eat my body and you drink my blood, oh, whatever situation you are in, I will fix it. Praise God. He said, today, if you only raise your eyes, if you only open your heart and eat my body and drink my blood, today, oh, today, whatever is wrong with you will be corrected. Hallelujah. Today, oh, and the Lord said to Moses, Moses, oh, make a brass image of a snake. And anybody who looks at that snake, the situation has to change. Today, Jesus Christ has been raised. The King of Kings has been raised. The Lord of Lords has been raised. Oh, praise God. Oh, the great I am has been raised. Hallelujah. And whosoever shall eat his body and will drink his blood to have everlasting life. You shouldn't perish. I have everlasting life. Praise God. John chapter 3, 14.
Praise the Lord. John chapter 3, verse 14 to 16. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of the Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have everlasting life.
Oh, praise God! Today, God loves you. And although we have said so many things that has made him angry, although we have done so many things that we shouldn't do, oh, and poisonous snakes have been seen among us. Look at how wretched we are. Oh, wretched men as we are. Who can deliver us from this awful situation? Today, the body of Christ is here. Today, the blood of Christ is here. Hallelujah. That whosoever shall eat the body and drink the blood shall have everlasting life, shall have healing, shall have blessings. Hallelujah. Oh, whatever your needs are, my God will supply. Hallelujah. Oh, my God will be your shepherd. When you eat his body and you drink his blood, hallelujah, you call, he will answer. Hallelujah. When you call, he will hear your voice. And when he calls, you will hear his voice. Oh, praise God. You see, David said, I don't want to render anything to the Lord that doesn't mean anything to me. Hallelujah. And David was offered something for free to offer to the Lord for sacrifice. David said, no. I don't want to offer anything to the Lord that doesn't make no sense, that I don't pay for it. Whatever David offered to the Lord, he offered something that is most precious. Today, if you will give up who you think you are, the Lord bless, but he blesses the humble. And if you will be humble before the Lord, my Lord will make you the head and not the tail. Oh, praise God. If you will come down from your high horse, oh, hallelujah, and you will just obey my God, obey Jesus Christ. He said, I will abide in you, and you in turn will abide in me. Hallelujah. If only you will be willing to give up what you are. Hallelujah. You see, in life, you don't get whatever you pay for. In life, you don't get whatever you pay for. But in life, you pay for whatever you get. Because there are sacrifices that you make in life, and they will turn out to be nothing. But whatever you get in life, you pay for it. Praise God. In Christ Jesus. If you don't give yourself up, if you don't totally surrender, oh, hallelujah. If you don't become like a little child, you will never see the Lord. You will never enter into the kingdom of heaven. Hallelujah. You see, there are so many churches that eat the body of Jesus. And they drink the blood. If you were to be asked right now, why do you eat the body of Jesus? And why do you drink the blood of Jesus? What answers are you going to give? People eat and drink, but they don't understand why they do what they do. They said, because Christ commanded. And why did Christ command that? Hallelujah. But there is a special reason, because the Lord said, Moses, raise the brass snake. And so Jesus said, your fathers ate manna in the wilderness and died. But this is the bread of heaven. This is the bread of life. Hallelujah. If any man eat my body and drink my blood, I promise you, on the last day, I'll raise him up. Hallelujah. He said, if anybody eat my body and drink my blood, on the last day, I promise you that I will raise him up. Hallelujah. And so you ask somebody, why did you eat? Why do you eat the blood of Jesus? Why do you drink the blood of Jesus and eat the blood? They don't know why. They said, in the last day, I'll be risen. Because Christ is one. And listen to why is very, very essential and very, 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 very important that every Christian should eat the blood of Jesus Christ and drink the blood of Jesus. Throughout history, from Adam all the way everybody who died, body is in the grave. Nobody has been able to conquer death. And the grave is holding everybody captive. Nobody has been able to escape the prison walls of hell. Nobody. The only one person who conquered death, who broke asunder all the gates and was set free, Jesus. He is the only one whose body is not in the grave. And his blood, you see, when they pierced his side, the water and blood came out. But that blood never stayed on the floor. It never dried up. Because with his blood, it went into the Holy of Holies. One time. And so that blood was even taken up. So his blood wasn't even dry. He used that blood to go to the Holy of Holies and receive salvation for you and I. So he is the only one who has conquered. He is the conqueror. And so now when you eat his body and you drink his blood, he said, I'll come again. Jesus Christ said, I will come again. And as we all watch today, when the alien ship is coming, and there's an alien on earth, the beam goes where? It goes directly to where the alien is. We all know about beaming up, God. When the beam is coming, it goes directly to where the body is. And so when Christ in his glory, when the great one, when the King of Kings, the conqueror is coming, because death couldn't hold him and grave couldn't seize him, any piece of his body or any piece of his blood, anywhere that piece of body is or that blood is, has dried up. And if that piece of that body, the bread or the blood is in you, when that piece is rising, that piece will rise with you. And so maybe that piece that you eat belongs to the piece of the arm. That piece that you eat, maybe is the piece of the arm. That piece and the blood that you eat is a piece of Jesus Christ. But so when it's coming, that piece will rise with you. With you. But when that peace is not in you, what can raise you? How are you going to raise you? When Jesus Christ beams down, to bring all the pieces, this way he'll be one to sit on the throne and judge. If that body is not in you, and that blood is not in you, how can you? How are you going to be raised? Praise God. So today, the Lord said, if you want those poisonous snakes to stop biting, if you want the situation to be changed, here is Christ. Moses! Oh, Moses! Raise the brass snake! So today, I'm raising the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. That if you accept Jesus as your Lord and personal Savior, if you will open your heart, because he said, if you are in Christ, you should be a new creature. If you are in Christ Jesus, your life should spell something different. If you are in Christ Jesus, it shouldn't be comfort. If you are in Christ Jesus, you should obey the Lord and serve the Lord with all your heart if you are in Christ Jesus. You about you if you are in Christ Jesus. It's not about your interest. Jesus Christ turned to Peter and said, Peter, you are aware of. So you are a Satan left behind you because your interest doesn't line up with God's interest. So Peter, you are a Satan. Get behind me. It's your interest. Line up with Christ's interest. Hallelujah. Do you want to raise in the last one? Here is his blood. Here is his blood. Hallelujah. Because he said, many will call and many will be disappointed because they might think that they did all these things in the Lord's name. The Lord will say, I don't know. The gate is shut. It's too late for you to return. It's too late for you to turn around. So today is a day of salvation. Today is the day for you, oh, to reconcile with the Lord. It's the day for you to know that when you are in Christ Jesus, all things has to be new. When you are in Christ Jesus, you have to go forward and not backwards. When you are in Christ Jesus, oh, praise God! You should bear the fruit of the Spirit. So today, the body is the blood is. So as Moses raised the brass, I should raise Jesus. So today, I'm raising Jesus. If you don't know him well, know him. Paul said that I may know him. Paul, he said that I may know him. Why did Paul say that I may know him? Because Paul thought he knew him. But at the point he found out that he didn't know him. Do you know him well? Has he visited you before? Does he confess with you? How sweet the name of Jesus Christ sounds. He heals all his sorrows and all his wounds and make him lie down in great pastures. Oh, praise God. How sweet the name of Jesus Christ sounds in a believer's ears. Are you a believer? Have you believed in the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you actually believed? Believe is an answer. Have you actually accepted the Lord as your first time? Hallelujah. By their works, by their deeds, which are good. The Lord knows this. You can paint your face with points and put a lip and put an eye shadow. Hallelujah. And do all things that you can do. And when all faiths are, because we women, you know, when all faiths are, your real faith shows. Sometimes when you look at your raw face, you don't like it. And then right away, you put on another one. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So take off the eye shadow. Take off the bones. One time, a man and a woman, they were going somewhere. Metro. And when they were there, they started having an argument. And when they were having the argument, you know how women are, their mouth were running like a chicken. And at one point, the man got angry. The man said, okay, I'll show everybody exactly who you are. They think you're pretty and all. And you think you're pretty and all. The tools that you have is mine. Kidding me. Praise God. And he took the tools out. And when he took the tools out, the woman's jaw dropped. And so somebody, a busybody, went to the woman and said, what happened? You know what she said? Sometimes, you see now, the tone has changed. Praise God. Hallelujah. Be real. Be real for Christ. Hallelujah. Take off all those extras. Christ doesn't need those extras. Hallelujah. The same thing somebody will have a week. And we think she has hair. When you take it off, I will maybe have more hair than you. Praise God. In Christ Jesus, take everything off. And be real. You said you are a Christian. Let your light shine. Let your light shine. Be a salt of the earth. That they may see your good works. Praise God. And so this is the God. Christ said, you and I, you know what? When you raise your eyes to the hill, your help will come to you. When you and I get together, oh, when you and I become friends, when you and I become loving, when you and I become a family, oh, praise God! My fear, my favor will go before you. Hallelujah. Wherever there's crooked ways, I'll make you straight. And I will lead you through a path that you have never known before. And I will cause things which have been having happen in your life to happen. Because the blessing will I bless you. And multiply will I let you multiply. In all things, my favor will shine on you. Hallelujah. And everybody who you will meet before you bless, because my glory will overshadow you. Hallelujah. And so today, he is the body of God. He is the blood of God. He is inviting you to himself. You have been invited. Look at you and I. Who are we to be invited by the Holy One? Hallelujah. Think about you and I. Who are we? Who are you? To be invited by the Holy One. Today is a privilege. It's by grace. It's by grace we have been invited. Come and serve the Lord. Hallelujah. And so let's come. Let's come. That the Lord. And for let that come to you.
I have made you too small in my eyes, oh Lord. Forgive me when I have believed in a lie that you were unable to help me. But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And in my eyes and with my song, oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Be magnified, oh Lord. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified, oh Lord. You are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you. Be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified.
Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is good. And all the time. Today the word of the Lord has come. My Lord wants you in. My God doesn't want you outside looking inside. He wants you inside looking out. Oh, praise God. And so my Lord wants you to be different. When he bless you, he wants you to know how to retain. And when he heals you, he wants you to know how those healing can be permanent. And when he changes your life, he wants you to know how that change can be permanent. Anytime you speak against him, anytime you even come to church, and you are sitting here, but your mind is somewhere else, you are in trouble. Hallelujah. You see, he said, give unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God the things which are Caesar's. And when you come to give to God, why are you still giving to Caesar? Why aren't you here? And your mind is somewhere else. Hallelujah. Because you don't respect him. Because you don't want to hear what he has to say. Because you think you know better than him. Today, God is here. His God is here. He said, I will take the poisonous snakes out. Because I don't want to see them among you. I'll take the worries and the sorries among you. No worries. Is your heart in trouble? Hallelujah. Today, the body of Christ is here to make everything all right. The blood of Jesus Christ is here to make everything all right. All what you have to do is to accept it. That's all you have to do. And the man was told, if you were told to do something mighty, you will run and do it. But you were just told to go into Jordan and wash yourself. And you are crying about that. If you were told to be Job's sister for the Lord before you get salvation, you will go and borrow money to build your season rate because you know that you will get salvation. If you were told to sell everything that you are and give it to the Lord for you, your disease and your sickness to be healed, you will do it. Naaman, Naaman, if a big thing has been said to you, you would have followed and you would have done it. But all what was said to you was, go and wash in Jordan. And you were arguing. Go and wash in Jordan. All what was said to you, if you eat his body and you will drink his blood, you will have eternal life. And you are arguing among your heart. Hallelujah. Do you want correction? Do you want your life to be corrected? Do you want your life to put on a straight path? Communicate with the Lord. And the people communicated with the Lord. And they went back to Moses and they communicated with him. For the Lord to take away the poisonous snakes. So today, communicate with the Lord. Tell the Lord how many times you've been beaten. Tell the Lord how many snakes are attacking you. Tell the Lord you need his body to rectify. And you need his body to save, the blood to save. Speak to him. had a one-on-one with him. Oh, they went to Moses and had one-on-one. Today, the Lord is here. Oh, Zudabriake, auntie. Life, Briata Nancy, Adabakian. Jawas. Hear them, Lord. Hear them, my Father. Hear them, Lord. And raise your hand, Lord, and raise your hand. Wash them clean, Lord. Wash them clean and save. They've come. Lord, you call. And the head and the cake. You know all our trespasses. You are the only one that we have offended. Because what we need to do, we haven't done. Lord, your wishes hasn't been our command. We have all gone our separate ways, Lord. And we have all done things that have angered you. But you say, Lord, if we come, and we state our case, Lord, you will justify us. So we are before you. We have approached your throne with boldness. Oh, yes, with the courage that we have drawn from Jesus Christ. Lord, have made fences with us. Jehovah, have made fences, Jehovah. Oh, no more punishment, Lord. No more punishment, but blessings. No more punishment, Lord. No more your anger, Lord. No more, but your mercies. Lord, let your children prosper. Rain on your children. Lord, rain on them. Let the whole world know how gracious you are. You said you will never leave them nor forsake them. You promised all for them to be the head and not the tail, Lord. Your words will never come back to you, boy. Because you watch over your words to perform it. So, my Lord, oh, my Lord, let your words come true for them. Jehovah, Jehovah. Oh, you love us. That's why you send your son. That whosoever believe in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Oh, me and my brethren, we have believed. We have believed the testimony that you testify about your son. That if we eat his body and we drink his blood. Lord, if we eat his body and we drink his blood. Lord, anything that doesn't bear fruit to your glory will be taken off. And you plunge us, Lord, for us. Oh, to be a living sacrifice. Oh, to be something that glorifies you. So, Jesus Christ, here we are. Here we are, Jesus Christ. Let your body and your bread. Let your body and your blood be meaningful. Jesus Christ. Let your body and your blood be meaningful to us. That when we partake, when we eat your body and drink, when it goes into us, to know our sins, to know us more than we know ourselves. Straighten our breaking our hearts. Let all be well. We ask you, Jesus. We ask you, Jesus. We ask you, Jesus. Lord, we ask you. Yes. Yes. So it is. Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus. It was given to you by the Father. So that the Father we identify Anytime he sees the blood, anytime he sees the body, you'll be justified. And so everybody come. You are being saved. He said, take my body and take my blood.